It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
It's time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, and this morning we're going to travel over to Montevideo to CCM Health, as we do every third Wednesday of the month, and we're going to visit with Dr. Gavin Stormont. And Dr. Gavin, thanks for being on Wellness Wednesday this morning.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. It's nice to be here and chat and tell us a little bit more about what services we have here at CCM.
All right. I believe this is the first time you've been on Wellness Wednesday, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll take it easy on you then.
All right.
Why don't you introduce you to our listeners? Why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourself, Dr. Stormont.
Well, I have some bad news for everyone. I originally come from Wisconsin.
You're not going to tell me you're a Packer fan, are you?
I am.
Okay.
But that leads me to the next point, is that I'm married and I have a single kiddo, a little boy, and we got three dogs in the house. And the reason I say I bring that up after the Wisconsin is I'm a bad football fan because it's during hunting season.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I'm very lucky because my wife has trained these dogs, and so I have really nicely trained hunting dogs. So that's what she and I spend a lot of our time doing during the fall season, is hunting, and so football gets a little pushed off to the side.
Okay. All right, so you're a big hunt. You like to hunt. To hunt and fish, or just hunt?
Yeah. I like to fish as well, but I'm a really bad fisherman, and so I'm a better hunter, so I probably spend more time doing that.
Okay. Yeah, well, you're in hunting country, that's for sure.
Yeah, and that's a great reason, one of the big reasons why I wanted to come out here and why my wife was comfortable coming out here as well.
Okay. So how long have you been with CCM Health, did you say?
I started in December.
Okay. Okay, and where'd you grow up? High school and your education, your college?
Yeah, so coming from Wisconsin, I grew up in southern Wisconsin, and I went to undergraduate at UW-Madison. So again, a Badger fan, so sorry about that. After college, I wasn't ready to invest my time in going to medical school, so I took 2 years and I was teaching in rural Arkansas, and then came back up here for medical school after I decided teaching wasn't something I was as passionate about, and came back to medical school at University of Madison, spent my first 2 years in Madison doing training, and then my third and fourth year I was in a small rural community, Marshfield, Wisconsin, because I wanted to work in a more rural community. That was a really nice experience for me. I got a lot of hands-on training, and I was working directly with the doctors, and I didn't have to battle to get experience.
Hmm.
After that, I got into residency in Omaha, and so I spent 5 years there, and it was a great experience. I got great training, felt very comfortable coming out. And then after that, I took my first job out of residency in Mankato and worked there for a little over 2 years, and decided to make a little bit of a change and reached out to CCM Health and spent a little bit of time working here. And now I'm going to probably be here for a long while.
All right, and here you are. Good, great, great. Why did you specialize in what, Dr. Stormont?
I'm a urologist.
Okay.
And
what exactly is that?
Yeah, so urologist is the doctor of the kidneys, bladder, prostate, anything that basically urine touches. So we treat a lot of different types of urinary problems for men and women. We treat a lot of cancers along the urinary tract as well.
Mm. Okay, so what are some of the common reasons for urology visit then?
So I'd say the most common things that I see are kidney stones, which is really nice to have that service close by because you don't need to go far to get those treated. And kidney stones are very painful, and you want to get in and be seen and be done with it, not have to deal with it anymore. Mm-hmm. Then a lot of other things I see are urinary symptoms. So a lot of times guys that have trouble peeing, not a very good stream, things like enlarged prostate is kind of what we think about. And, you know, treating them with a variety of either medications or even surgical procedures. And more, seeing a lot of ladies with urinary incontinence, helping them with either medicine, physical therapy, and now we have some really great surgical interventions that can really help people. That's another pretty common thing. Prostate cancer, very common. Elevated PSA is associated with prostate cancer, so kind of navigating that pathway with men. And other little bit less known cancers, but things like kidney cancer, bladder cancer, testicular cancer, are other common things we manage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'd like to ask a question. What causes incontinence? I mean, why does that happen? And it happens to a lot of people as you age, but how does that work? Why does that happen?
So there's actually three different types of incontinence, and there's a lot of different reasons why it happens. So looking at it in terms of a male, a lot of times guys deal with incontinence because their prostate is bigger, and as you get older, your bladder can't stretch as well, and so when you have the urge, you can't make it there. So that could be urge incontinence. Now, another type of incontinence is overflow, meaning your cup is just spilling over because you're not emptying your bladder enough, and so it just overflows. And that's a lot of times because guys' prostates are big, and it's hard for their bladder to empty out, and there's nowhere for the urine to go in their bladder, so they just leak. Sometimes muscles don't work, and when they don't get enough squeeze to empty out the bladder, so that's another reason why you might have overflow. And now one that's a little bit more associated with women is stress incontinence, and that's something like you cough, sneeze, and you leak that way. And those are... But women also have urge incontinence, or overactive bladder can also be in that kind of wheelhouse, I guess I should say.
Okay.
And women typically have urinary incontinence due to having kids, unfortunately. So finally, moms, instead of being blamed by your kids for everything, you can finally blame your kids for something.
Yeah. So how can you treat that? Is it treatable, or as a young person, can you, prepare yourself or do certain exercises, or how does that work?
Yeah. So the stress incontinence and urge incontinence are treated very differently. So stress incontinence is a lot of times you can even start with physical therapy. Or, you know, a lot of times people have heard of Kegels or Kegels before. That's a good initial step. But if you're not happy, there's always things we can do. Stress incontinence is more of a surgical intervention if physical therapy doesn't work. But there's also some new things on the horizon, new devices and things that could potentially help. So it's not truly a surgery. Now, urge incontinence is, again, physical therapy or taking medications is kind of the initial step. Now, medications don't work great, and a lot of people don't like taking them, and they cause side effects. And so there's other a little bit more invasive procedures and things we can do for that as well. But again, it's something that everyone is treated a little bit differently in how aggressive you want to be and your your health status and how leaky someone actually would be.
Okay. All right. I know people feel uncomfortable talking about this too, don't they?
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I know it sounds strange, but I talk about this all day, every day, and I've heard it all before. No one has ever said anything that's that strange to me. I say to people, I'll talk about anything. You will not offend me.
Okay.
So I don't mind talking about it. I want people to know that it's very common, something that we can help fix. You don't have to live with not being happy.
Right, right. We covered some of this, but what specific services and surgeries do you perform at CCM Health, Dr. Stormat?
So we are a critical access hospital, and I always just say this first because smaller hospitals, we're not going to do everything, and we shouldn't do everything because my goal is to have someone treated safely and appropriately. So we're not going to do big cases here. You know, I'm not going to remove someone's bladder because we don't have the capability and that's not the right thing for the patient. Now, what we can offer, though, are a lot of the initial services. So if someone has bladder cancer, I can work that up and I can get you ready and set up before you have to travel to a bigger area to get this bigger procedure. Other things, again, we're top of the line. We got everything we need here for all the surgeries to be safe. So kidney stone, working on their enlarged prostates, some of those other things we talked about earlier with incontinence, those procedures can all be done here.
Okay.
Minor cases too, so smaller scrotal surgeries or thing, or even like circumcision type of cases as well.
Okay. So what can patients expect during a consultation with you then?
I recommend that we all have a urine sample beforehand just because it's kind of one of my ways to screen people for other urologic concerns. Then we'll just sit down and we'll talk. And my biggest thing is I like to get to know people, and I'm here to help you make the decision. And there's times when I don't give you a lot of options because there's not a lot of options.
Mm-hmm.
But if there are options, I want to sit down and I'll tell you all the options you have, and then we'll come up with a plan that works for you and a plan that I think is safe.
Okay.
I tell a lot of people that I'm here to tell you when a plan is not reasonable.
Okay, good. So what are some of the biggest concerns for patients then?
What do you mean by that?
Maybe they're embarrassed to talk about stuff, or I'm just thinking of some concerns patients would have.
So concerns patients might have is, talking about some of these more sensitive issues and maybe some sexual-related questions, mm-hmm. Right? I'm here to talk about that, and that's part of my training, and it's something I feel comfortable talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Other concerns is, you know, the nurses and the team I have here, we all do this all day, every day, and it's very common to have problems in the urinary system, and mm-hmm. just be confident that we're all working as a team to help you get better.
Okay. Do you need a referral to see you?
Nope. So you do not need a referral to see me. You can reach out directly on the phone or visit us at ccmhealthmn.com, and that can be a way to get directly to me.
Okay.
And a lot of times, one of the other services I offer is vasectomies. And, you know, you guys don't need to go to their primary doc to see me. To get a referral to me. If you know you have kidney stones and you're having kidney stone, you don't need to first go to your doc, to your primary doc.
Hmm.
But again, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, that was good to know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
No, you're good. You're good. I was rambling a little bit.
Well, I know you've only been there a short time at CCM Health, but what do you like working there? What do you like about working there, Dr. Stormont?
The team is excellent. One of the biggest things I've noticed here is just everyone is very proactive. We're not reacting to things. It's, hey, let's fix this problem before it becomes a problem. And the whole team is working hard and quickly and willing to learn new things. There was a urologist here, I think, for a brief time. And, you know, I enjoy teaching people about urology, and it's been great. People are really interested in learning and getting better and learning the pathways so we can help a lot of people.
Okay. All right. Real good. Well, I really appreciate you being on Wellness Wednesday this morning. Nice visiting with you. And, I can't wait till the Vikings play the Packers this fall.
All right. Yes, I'm excited for that, too. And thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing some people and helping people feel better. And
Okay. All right. Thanks. We'll talk to you next time then.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
Dr. Gavin Stormont from CCM Health. And that's been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.